Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we give you praise and honor, for truly this is the day that you have made. And yes, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. For God, you are so great. And yes, you're greatly to be praised. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we thank you for keeping us from dangers seen and from dangers unseen. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for all that you are doing in our lives and what you are about to do in our lives. Lord, we thank you for opening doors that no man can close. God, we thank you for filling us with your revelation, your knowledge, and your wisdom, oh God. God, we give you all the glory and honor, which is due your precious name. Now, God, we just continue to invite your presence on this radio station, oh God. Just have thine own way as we submit our will unto yours, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn to 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter and the 30th verse. That's 1 Samuel, 17th chapter and the 30th verse. And I will be reading from the King James Version and also the Amplified. But first, we're going to go to the King James Version. And it says, "And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner." In the Amplified Version, it says, "Then David turned away from Eliab to someone else and asked the same question." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is turn away. Turn and just walk away. Turn and walk away from the distractions, from the noise, from what is going on that does not concern you. Just turn and walk away from it all. You see, in 1 Samuel 17 and 30, we see that David just got through fighting and winning the battle over Goliath. And so David asks, what reward awaits the man who defeats Goliath? But despite his brother's harsh scolding, David turns to another soldier and repeats his question to ensure that he understood the promise. He wanted to know he didn't miss anything, revealing his bold determination to fight the giant. He wanted to know what was the gain, what was he going to gain for winning the battle. So we're going to look at this verse. And we're going to see how at times you have to ignore distractions. You see, after his older brother Eliab accused him of pride and naughtiness, David did not let the insult stop him from his task. He simply turned away and he asked someone else. And that's what happened with us today. Things that we do for God in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, people think that we are filled with pride and haughtiness. No, we know who we are and we know who we represent. And you're going to carry yourself a certain way. You're not going to be engaged in things that are not of God. Come on here, somebody. You see, David recognized that engaging in a family squabble would only drain his energy and delay his mission. People of God, when you put all of your energy into negative things, it just drains you spiritually as well as naturally. But by refusing to let others' perceptions and the petty criticisms define his worth, he remained focused on what he did. He remained focused on how, through God's help, he defeated the giant. You see, this ability to filter out negative noise is very essential for anyone pursuing a significant goal. If you have a vision and if you're working towards a goal, you have to cancel out the negative noise, cancel out the distractions, because it is only there to get you off course. It is only there to deter you from missing what God has for you. And it's oftentimes, the closest people to us may be the first to doubt our intentions. It could be the ones that's working close to you. Mm-hmm. But progress requires the discipline to look past the discouragement and keep moving toward the objective. And here's another thing, confirming the promise. That's how David was doing. David heard the rumor of King Saul's rewards. It was wealth, marriage to the king's daughter, and exemption from taxes for his family. But he was only double checking it. He didn't rely on hearsay, or he didn't act on impulse. Instead, he sought verification from those around him to ensure the commitment was firm. He just wanted to make sure what he heard was solid. You see, this demonstrated his wisdom. Before risking his life, he wanted to understand the full weight of the covenant he was entering. It reflects a crucial leadership trait. You see, the discipline to verify information and count the cost before taking a leap of faith, ensuring that the mission is grounded in truth rather than just excitement. Mm-hmm. Your motives have to be right before you step into the next assignment. What am I doing it for? Who am I doing it for? Who will get the glory out of this? Huh? Come on here, somebody. Everything you do for Christ should bring glory to your life. And it should represent Christ. And another key takeaway is faith versus human ambition. So while it shows his human ambition, it also emphasizes David's intense focus on defending God's honor. You see, he was determined to remove the reproach from Israel by defeating an enemy that was defying God's honor. You see, sometimes you got to put the devil a flight, especially when they're talking about the man or woman of God, which is in leadership. Mm-hmm. Even your ministry. You got to let the devil know, hey, devil, I see you, but I'm going to let God handle you because I know what I have to do in order for God for to do what he has to do. Come on here, somebody. You see, he wasn't just seeking a reward. He wasn't just seeking to be uplifted. He wasn't seeking all of the yays and everything. But he was deeply grieved by the public mockery of his faith. You see, his ambition was not rooted in self-exaltation. No, it wasn't. But in the conviction that the living God should not be insulted without a response. Come on here, somebody. So by aligning his desire for success with the defense of his community's spiritual integrity, David transformed a moment of national crisis into a platform for divine glory. Good God Almighty. He transformed it for divine glory. Turn and walk away. He didn't allow that to hinder him. He didn't allow it to stop him. He turned and walked away. You see, the enemy uses offenses and insults to get you upset and to try to prove to people that who you are, or try to pay them back. They try to hold you in a certain position. You see, you end up wasting valuable time and energy fighting a battle that doesn't matter. If that battle is not between you and your destiny, don't you engage in it. You see, Goliath stood between David and his purpose. And David fought that battle. And then a few days earlier, David's older brother, Eliab, belittled David in front of the other soldiers. But David turned away. You see, David wasn't doing anything for pride. And he wasn't uplifting himself. He did it in God's honor. He was letting the people know, look here, I serve a big and powerful God. Your life should represent Christ. The things you go through, the testimonies you have, should give glory to God, not glory to man. Everything God does for me, every time God opened my eyes, every time God make a way out of no way, I'm giving God the glory. Huh? You did your shot. But I want you to listen. Had he gotten distracted by the offense and tried to set his brother in the right direction, trying to argue back with him, he would have missed fighting Goliath. People, sometimes you just got to let people talk what they don't know about you. And it's this song here. I love the words of it. Sometimes you got to celebrate yourself. You already know that God celebrates you. He celebrates you because of the work you're doing for him and then unto him. Because you recognize you're not doing this for no fame, no fortune. You don't have no alternative motive. You're doing it to prove to other folks, I serve a big God. I serve a powerful God. I serve a faithful God. Ah, you do the old shot. I love God with all my heart, mind, and soul. Hallelujah. My God. You see, the mark of a champion is knowing what battles to fight. Come on here, somebody. And what battles to walk away from. So listen, are you fighting battles that don't even matter? Or are you just trying to prove to people who you are, to set them straight about you? But if you win, what have you accomplished? Are you closer to your destiny? Or was it a distraction? You see, the enemy was seeing a distraction, making it appear to be of God. Oh, come on here, somebody. That's why you have to ask God for spiritual discernment. You can't go on your fleshly desires. You cannot walk this walk on your emotionalism. Huh? You did your shot. Some things, when it's said to you that are negative, you got to rebuke that thing. Rebuke it and cast it down. And people of God, when you learn to walk away from what doesn't matter, you will have the strength, the favor, and the anointing to defeat what does matter. Come on here, somebody. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are the Most High God and you hold my destiny in your hands. Father God, give me wisdom to know when, what, and how is coming against me. It's simply a distraction that will get me off course. Father God, help me to guard my lips and not get involved in battles that don't matter. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in. I pray that you enjoy the rest of your day as well as your weekend. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And always know, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Y'all be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164. or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also